Oh, good morning, young Lee.
Oh, it's Beryl.
Oh, it is, Doug. Look, I think I've been a bit conspicuous by my absence, haven't I?
Oh, we haven't heard from you for a long time.
Oh, no, Doug, look, I've been really busy.
What's been happening?
Well, I went out and stayed up North Motton for a while when my sister had to fix some curtains up there and take some dresses in for a duck.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, I do a bit of sewing now. One of the reasons for my call.
Right, okay.
This is a bit of sewing. Now, last night on the TV, there's all this business about this lady's on the red carpet, some medal, I don't know. Look, you know, in my day, you had to fight for your country to get a medal, but it seems these days they dole them out to any old Irishman that comes into the country.
Oh, so you're obviously talking about the Brownlow medal from last night.
Oh, green, I'm not sure, Dad. But I looked at the clothes they were almost wearing and I thought, oh, my Lord.
Yes, didn't leave much to the imagination.
Well, no, I had to turn it off, as a matter of fact. But then my young granddaughter Jess tells me something about you going on a red carpet she sees on this book face or whatever they look at.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ooh, oh, wow, it's a bit close, isn't it? I did put something on Facebook last night.
Is that what it is, Doug? I get it all wrong. Not sure. She tells me about these things. You go on the computer. She's on it all the time. And you go on the computer, there's something you can get a boyfriend. You go on this kindling or firewood or something. And you get it, and you can get a boyfriend just like that. I said, don't you go on that, young lady.
You've been warned, Jess.
I've already got a boyfriend, but I am going on a red carpet soon.
Man.
So what are you suggesting, Beryl?
Well, Jess, it's just, well, I'm up at my sister's. Like I said, you know, she's lost a bit of weight. I had a look in her cupboard and, oh dear, I come up with something lovely. I brought it back. I thought, now someone's going to want this. And then my granddaughter said, and I'm going to offer it to you, Doug.
Oh, a dress to wear. Okay.
Now, it's a very nice shantung.
Uh-huh.
In a nice aqua.
Okay, yep.
It's an ensemble with a little jacket that goes over the top. It's very, very modest. There's none of this, all these pieces of body hanging out.
Right, so it's definitely...
My young Jess would wear anything like that. I'm sure she'd wear something very sensible.
Well, she's pretty trendy. She's definitely on fleek, as they say these days.
What's the word, dear?
Fleek.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm not sure what that one is, Lee, but knowing you, I'm sure you'd be up with these things. I'm not, you see.
Oh, it does sound really nice, Beryl. So it's turquoise with a little...
Oh, do you call it turquoise, duck? I don't know. More of your aqua. I'm not sure, dear, aquamarine. But, you know, with your lovely hair and everything, it's got a nice little with some pearls.
Oh, beautiful.
And I don't know how much time we've got, duck, but if you had a nice, sensible little pair of court shoes, you might be able to get a bit of material. And self-cover the shoes to match.
Oh, nice. Well, you keep an eye on your sister's cupboard up there at North Motton.
Oh, she's got some lovely things.
I'm sure she does.
And the silly old thing... Oh, I shouldn't say it. Oh, she might be listening. The same old house dress and apron every day.
Oh, and she's got all these lovely things in her wardrobe.
Oh, Jim.
Always the way, isn't
it? Some crimpoline suits you. Oh.
I can't wait to hear about the nice clutches that you could take as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got some lovely bags. I've got a lovely orange and glow mesh in there, but still in the box.
I do love a bit of glow mesh.
Still in the box, Duck.
Well, thank you for calling, Beryl. I will absolutely keep that in mind.
Well, that's a good thing, Duck, because that was my reason. You know, I've been busy, as you understand.
Oh, yeah,
gotta
it sounds like
get the tomatoes in soon. I'm flat out, Duck. Mm. But look, good luck with whatever this thing is. It's a football thing you're going to, is it?
No, it's a radio awards night that I'm going to.
Oh.
So, but there might be footballers there, who knows?
Oh, so that's in Alveston, is it, on the red carpet?
Yes, yeah.
You know it.
Oh, lovely. Oh, won't that be nice? Oh, that's very nice. Well, I hope you do very well, dear.
Thank you very much, Beryl. We better fly.
Bye,
okay,
bye. Bye for now. Bye.